Welcome to Outsources. I'm your host, Karen Rayforth, and tonight you're meeting Ruby Lopez. She is the queer and or trans people of color programming and Spanish access coordinator and lots more in Out Boulder County, as far as I can tell. I first met Ruby leading a nature hike for Out Boulder that also introduced us to herbs growing along the trail. Then later, I attended her Latin dance class where she teaches salsa, cumbia, bachata, merengue at the Quality Center. So bienvenidos, Ruby.
Muchísimas gracias, Karen. Yeah, thank you for the lovely intro. So my name is Ruby Lopez, and I use she, her pronouns. I am a transgender woman. I work for Out Boulder County, where, as Karen said, I essentially manage our program that's meant for people that identify both as BIPOC and as queer. And I guess to unpack both of those terms, BIPOC, Black and or Indigenous people of color, and queer just being a large umbrella term for anybody in the LGBTQ plus community.
Thank you. Well, it's good to center where you are. So could you give us a little broader context, how you got here, where you're from, a little bit personally about you?
Sure, I would love to. So originally, I'm from Chicago. I was born and raised in a working class suburb just right outside Chicago. It was a very typical working class Chicago neighborhood, mostly Mexican, but also Polish, Irish. Yeah, I grew up there. You know, my parents were immigrants, and so I understood at an early age what it is to grow up in a family that is just so severely disadvantaged right from the beginning. And I think growing up with those challenges really lit a fire inside of me. And so I excelled in school. I ended up going to the university of my choice, which was the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. So any Illini listening, go Illini. Yeah, and when I was there, I was on track to be pre-law. I really wanted to get into immigration law and be a lawyer and, you know, help people that face the same challenges that my parents had to face. And you know what? It turns out that life is pretty funny, though, because for all the plans that one may have for themselves, life oftentimes has other plans. My 20s was a big time of self-exploration for me. That's when I understood that a lot of the things that I were experiencing that was unpleasant about my life at that time was something called gender dysphoria, which up until that point, you know, growing up in the 90s, early 2000s, it was, you know, like trans people were a thing. Like I knew about them, but not in the sense, not in the way that we talk about the transgender community nowadays. And so oftentimes it would just be like, if you heard of a trans person, it would just be maybe in the media, and maybe it wouldn't be like a very pleasant portrayal, right? After all these winding paths that I took in my 20s, I ended up graduating with a degree in environmental studies. And I went on to work in the environmental justice field for a while. Originally, I was working with BIPOC communities on the south side of Chicago doing habitat restoration to heavily degraded land. Oftentimes, it included places like old factory sites that were just being rehabilitated to bring back into either like a prairie state or a marsh state. A lot of people in Chicago don't realize that a lot of Chicago was a marsh, actually, because of Lake Michigan. The name Chicago itself is a word derived from an indigenous word for kind of like sweet onions or natural onions, because there are so many wild onions growing there because of the marshiness. Yeah, I did a lot of that, and then I ended up moving on into higher positions in that field. But still at the intersection of like social justice, like racial justice and environmentalism. I've worked with adults and kids and families and everyone. And then I made my way out to Colorado because that made sense. This is an environmental mecca for a lot of people. And
or so they tell us.
So they tell us, exactly. Yeah, originally I came here because I was going to pursue a master's in environmental engineering until I realized that I really don't have a head for high-level math and I really don't enjoy it. So I changed course.
And so the lawyer thing stayed in the far past too.
That stayed in the path too.
Okay.
I think after a while I just stopped having so many very specific plans and I kind of just let life tell me where to go. One of the many lessons I learned in my 20s. So my coming to Colorado, I think with my background in working with diverse communities in different aspects of social justice work, I found a position pretty quickly upon arriving where I was helping to manage an equity program for an environmental education school. And now this place, like many other organizations that work around Boulder and Northern Colorado, and this is a thing I've seen. This is not a criticism, but it's just a thing I've noticed across the board is that that Colorado demographically has somewhat of a less diverse demographic than other states or other metropolitan areas. And so equity work is different here. Some of the stuff that I've had to shift coming from Chicago, where I could spend an entire day easily in the neighborhood where I was and not see anybody that wasn't black or brown. And here it's the opposite. And so the question for me when I arrived here was how do you work with communities of color in a place where demographically there aren't that many people of color? And so my first job in Colorado was, like I said, with this environmental education place. It was really good. Managed that program. I was able to get a bunch of like mostly first generation or immigrant families out into nature. And even though they've been living here for many years, a lot of them told me that they have never ventured out into the mountains or the foothills or anything like that. A lot of them didn't even know that there were just open space areas. Like natural spaces in their neighborhoods. And so this is just one facet of environmental injustice that exists here. And so I really got to get my hands into racial justice work in Colorado with that job. And so then from there, I went over to Boulder County and similar issue there is how do you mobilize a community of queer and trans people of color in a region where demographically there just aren't that many of us out here. That has been there's been a challenge that I've met, I think, with a lot of grace and enthusiasm. And it really challenged a lot of like the my ways of thinking and the ways of engaging in community work that I learned in Chicago. And so there was an adjustment. I think a lot of my programming now, in my current position, I really focus a lot on community building, right? Because what do you do when there's a lot of people that are just kind of scattered out there and we all feel alienated or isolated, and that causes us to have all sorts of other unhealthy symptoms, right? And so I think the ideal solution is, the solution for alienation is community, and it's creating a sense of belonging.
And certainly COVID made everything worse in that arena about isolation and not being able to have your community or not know how to reach out to it, or so it made your probably your job even harder. So what other adjustments do you think you made from Chicago to here in terms of trying to adjust to not having the community just kind of like on your doorstep, but needing to go search throughout the county? It's a good thing you have the whole county to look at, but and that's quite a an area to try to reach out to, although I bet you're serving people way beyond Boulder County as well.
I think Boulder County right now is certainly not limiting itself to just the residents of Boulder County. Yeah, I mean, I know personally, I serve a lot of people from Denver specifically, but I've had people come to my programs from as far as Fort Collins, from Loveland, from Golden. I would love to expand my outreach to include people from like Pueblo, for example, or maybe Southern Colorado even. I mean, why not? I think, you mentioned the pandemic. I think the pandemic made virtual gatherings very common, and so that's a really good thing if you're trying to organize folks statewide. It's a really powerful tool, and so
Right. More economical in many ways
right.
in terms of time and actually getting out to the whole, to everybody on the state. Let me stop you for just a second while we check in. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Outsources on KGNU, and I'm your host, Karen Rayforth, interviewing Ruby Lopez, queer and/or trans people of color, programming and Spanish access coordinator, and so much more on out Boulder County. So we've been talking about how Ruby actually arrived to out Boulder County in many ways through her career and her life. And let's dig in a little bit further into what you're doing there. You were just kind of getting into how you were organizing the community within the county as well as more broadly in the state. And I know you're doing lots of stuff. So why don't we dig into that so that people know a little bit more about all the things you're going to be doing and have been doing?
Of course. So I think we're just talking about like community building. I think for the first year that I was at Out Boulder County, that's really the focus of my programming. I was putting things out there that were engaging, which is nonprofit talk for fun, right? Just fun events. Like really fun events. Like I want people to come and think of Out Boulder County and think of the Cutie Pot program as a place that is welcoming for all people of different racial and cultural backgrounds. And that's kind of what I've been doing. I think some of my community building programs that I'm particularly proud of includes the queer Afro Latin dance events that I've been doing, which I just recently rebranded after getting some feedback from the community and like wanting a little bit more. And so we're now called Orgullo. Orgullo is the Spanish word for pride. And so we are now Orgullo Queer Afro Latin Dance Club.
Great, brand new. This is breaking news.
Really excited because I feel like formatting it this way allows us to be able to expand but keep everything neatly under one umbrella. And so that's something that I've done. I remember my first class that I did last year got 9 people, and now I have not gotten anything less than 25. So usually getting anywhere from 25 to like 30.
And that's about all the room is going to hold.
That's exactly right. I mean, I don't think I can. We would have to get another studio or something at that point. And so, and I've heard from a lot of people I go to those, like how special that is, because not only are, you know, am I not only is this program providing some sort of like engaging, culturally relevant programming, which is like my brand of programming, right? And it's also facilitating connections within a community that may otherwise feel isolated, and not just connection like talking across a table, but like no, I in my class I encourage my I encourage participants to like what okay I guess when you're Latin dancing a lot of times is a partner dance, and that requires physical touch with another human being. which again, like after years of not touching human beings, like this can be really helpful for a lot of people. And so it's a good way to meet new people. And I think a lot of people really enjoy that. We've recently started organizing outings together as well. And so now we're creating queer spaces in spaces that were otherwise very rigidly heteronormative. And I think that's a beautiful thing. So that's just one example of that type of programming that I've been doing. And in the future,
commented in the class, how important it is, what you're doing, how meaningful it is, and how safe they feel with you, that they don't feel in other spaces, and they want to dance, and they want to meet other people and be with people. And it is quite a cross section, and it's intergenerational too.
It really is. And you know what? Selfishly, I benefit from it too. You know, I have been dancing for like 7 years, and mostly pre-transition. And once I transitioned, I felt like a community that I once really enjoyed being a part of now felt difficult to be in.
Mm-hmm.
So part of this is me seeking companions to go out dancing with. And
mm-hmm.
now
mm-hmm.
we have handfuls, and it turns out other people want the same thing. And it's this beautiful thing. Where you create the space and these connections are made, and it's just all these needs are being fulfilled in people, and I feel really, really fortunate to be in the position that I am to bring people together in that way.
So what else are you doing, or what's on the future?
So I think year two for me is going to be shifting a little bit more towards substantive work. Not that community building is not substantive, but
mm-hmm.
I mean more like I want to do speaker panels. I want to do more directly social justice related things, workshops maybe. I think I have an audience now that trusts me and trusts my programming. And so I think that these things are possible now. And I don't know that I have a very clear idea of what that's going to look like. Like I have a couple of workshops already in my head. But you know, for folks that want to know what's happening in Boulder County in the future, there are several ways to follow us. I'm really active on Instagram. So that's OBC_QTPOC.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be able to find us that way. And so these workshops that are just rolling around in my head, you will see them there. And I'm also taking on a role of more forward-facing advocacy is something that I discovered that I really enjoy doing. I really enjoy talking to people, and so there may be a little bit more of that in the future. And so, yeah, the QTPOC program is just getting started. There's going to be so much more coming this year and the years following. And that also includes, we're going to have, for those of y'all that came to QTPOC Pride last year in Boulder, we're having it again, bigger, better, live music, the whole nine yards. As well as, of course, we do cultural holidays. So most cultural holidays, we're going to do an event around those. So if you're interested in, for example, Juneteenth, we're going to have another open mic. That's what we had last year, potentially at an offsite place. We're going to do Cinco de Mayo, pretty big, and whole bunch of other stuff. So again, if y'all want to stay up to date with what's going on with specifically queer and trans people of color program at Out Boulder County, follow us on Instagram at OBC_QTPOC.
Great. And do you still have your Facebook page and your newsletter as well?
So if you're more into Facebook, you can also look up our group. Our group is called Out Boulder County Cutie Pack. And you can find us there. And if you'd like to be added to our newsletter, which is something that we also offer, well, not so much a newsletter, so much as just an emailing list with event updates. You can email me and request to be added to that, and I will be glad to do that. The email for that is R Lopez, LOPEZ, at outboulder.org.
Great. Anything kind of last words that you want to leave with our listeners that you didn't get to say already?
I feel a need to address the current political climate in regards to attitude towards the transgender community. I think it just became law in Tennessee that performing drag is now illegal in outdoor spaces, and the definition of drag is very loosely defined to the point where essentially they're criminalizing visibly trans people. And so someone like myself can be arrested and accused of performing drag in a state like Tennessee, and there are other states that are following. And so it's a pretty tense and scary time right now. And I think that we're lucky to be in the blue state of Colorado. I think with all this fear and discomfort and sadness going around, I think it's time for us to be even louder, to be prouder, and to not give in to that fear. Let's instead focus on queer joy, because queer joy is resiliency. And if you want to be part of something bigger and find community, or if you're an ally, find an outlet to put that energy into. Join us at Out Boulder County. There's space for everybody. And so that's really my message. Let's be strong. Let's be joyous. Let's be resilient. If you're angry, that's okay. Be angry. If you're sad, that's okay too. Be sad. Whatever's showing up for you, that's okay. Come check us out at Out Boulder County. You'll find that there's room for you and everything you're feeling there.
You have built and you are building a community that will support and nurture and build that joy and resilience that you know is so needed right now. That's the medicine that's needed. Is joy and community and support to build a resilient community.
Yeah,
Thank you
that's
so
exactly right.
much. Thank you so much,
Thank you.
Ruby. I really appreciate getting a little bit more information about you and being able to lift you up to our listeners so that they know what a good resource you are in the whole state that could really help many, many people even more that haven't even heard about you yet.
Yeah, thank you so much, Karen, for this opportunity. I really appreciate it. And I hope that you listeners got something out of this.
I think they will. You've been listening to Ruby Lopez from Out Boulder County. If you missed some of this show, you can hear it on the news blog at news.kgnu.org/outsources or find any of our shows on the archives on the main site at kgnu.org. Look for Outsources. We'll be back next Monday night at 6:30 right here on KGNU Radio or stream it on your computer or on the KGNU app. This is Karen Rayforth. Good evening.